Hi, this is Doug Smith with my Doug Unplugged podcast for Monday, June 19th, 2006. And we got a couple items. I'll start off with a little story here. The story today is a lie detector that I made in the eighth grade, which was nothing more than a Wheatstone bridge and a little DC amplifier. And the way it works is you clip it onto your hands. And if you get excited about something, you have an imperceptible amount of sweat, but it changes your skin resistance by about 5%. And you detect that with a Wheatstone bridge and the meter goes up. It's not really a lie detector, it's just a skin resistance measurement gadget, which corresponds to your state of emotion. And so I had made one of these for the 8th grade science fair, and I hadn't yet brought it into the science fair, so it was sitting around the house. And back then, my folks, this would have been around 1962 or so, and back then my folks were in the habit of entertaining other couples on Saturday. Either someone would come to our house or we'd go to theirs. This week, there were a couple of different couples at our house. And so my father wanted me to demonstrate my lie detector. And so he said, here, put it on one of my friends. So I put it on one fella. Now, you're in a room with a lot of people talking, a lot of noise. It's hard to get someone to concentrate and get excited about what you're saying. And so I thought, you know, I need to ask this guy a question that will get through all this background chatter and actually get something going here. So in my, let's see, it was 1962, must have been 15 years old or so, something like that, plus or minus a year. And in my innocence, I thought, well, let's see, what can I ask this guy? So I asked him the question, have you ever cheated on your wife? And, of course, the needle, he didn't have to say a thing. The needle went boing and bounced off the end of the scale. And everyone stopped and looked and listened. Everything did quiet, you know. This guy's about as red as a tomato. And I spent the rest of the evening explaining the difference between a lie detector and something that measures skin resistance. And my father never, ever had me put that on any of his friends again. Okay, now maybe a little more useful stuff here. Let's talk about system testing. And this could be either an EMC test or a performance test, any test the outcome of which is important to the system. And for instance, here's an example. I see a lot of companies with products in Silicon Valley going to test labs, and they do something interesting. Most of these things look like boxes with fibers and Ethernets coming out of them and some different function going on inside. And so you see someone put this box on the test stand there in the EMC lab, and they go out to the car and get this jumble of Cat5 cables. It looks like it's about 100 years old. It's been run over by a truck. It's dirty, kinked. Plug it everything in and fail. Well, I've done some testing in the past, back in my Bell Labs days, on Cat5 cable. About 25% of my work was the last few years there was with the group that invented Cat5 cable, and we're trying to market, and it wasn't yet a commodity product then. And so I noticed back then that if you kink the cable, I could actually measure the balance coefficient. If you kink it, you lose about 10-15 dB of balance. And if you straighten it out, you get maybe 9 of the 10 back, but not quite all of it, because you've disturbed the twists in there. This is common mode rejection coefficient, or balance. And so the more you kink this cable, you lose a little bit of balance each time. And so you get an old cable that's kinked 100 times. Its balance is nowhere near as good as a brand new cable, and you convert some of that high-frequency energy from differential to common mode, and bingo, you fail the test. I've had a number of cases where things like this happen. One was using original prototype power supplies and other gadgets in a lab system that was to be tested, thinking in the case of a power supply, well, you just need power. It doesn't matter if it meets EMC or anything like that. But it ended up being so noisy it screwed up a test we were doing. So I think the overall conclusion I draw from the several experiences I've had is that when you're doing a test, the result of which is very important to the system, like a compliance test or a performance test, especially a compliance test because you can't sell it until you pass, then you should use new equipment, new cables. After they've been used once or twice, you give the Cat5 cables to the IT people, they're still good, but you don't use them for compliance testing anymore, and things like that. You use new production hardware, and all the accessories like cables should be new. So that's it for Monday. January? Gosh, no, it's it seems like it outside. It's all cloudy here. It's a June gloom. We're down here in Newport Beach on vacation, and early in the morning there's usually a lot of fog, so almost like January in California, but it's actually June, but the sun will be out soon. It'll be warm. But anyway, thanks for listening on this June 19th, 2006.